Hey, good evening or good day all. I think Dave, our regular net control, is away tonight, so I'll sub in here. This is TeamSpeak for HPSDR on September 22nd. My name is Bill, KD5TFD, and let's see, don't have too much to report this week. Work keeping me real busy and the like, and all I get to do is look at the radios and sigh, so, oh well. Rolling on down the list, we got Bob VE3GKM recording. We've got Greg ZL3IX, listed as mic muted. Henry PA0HJA showing his away and recording as well. Mike AAK recording, and our usual thanks for his archiving functions on getting stuff onto the website. And then Phil, VK6PH, good morning.
Yeah, hi, Bill. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, all. Been overseas all this week, so unfortunately nothing much to report, and looking forward to another busy week coming up, I'm afraid. So there were no further news from down under at the moment, I'm afraid. Back to you, Bill.
That's right, I'd completely forgotten you were off traveling this week. So, yeah, looks like we're going to have a short and quick session this evening. But, I think I will be here... Should be here next weekend, but I'll be away the following weekend for, I'm going to go up to Dallas to see the Microwave Update Conference.
Okay, that should be interesting.
Yeah, there's a couple, well, there's one talk that looks interesting is Dave Robinson's doing practical applications of the Lime SDR Mini, which I'll be interested to see, and there's a couple other talks that look good, so, that should be good, and I actually came across a reference to a chirp radio during the week for Phil. I meant to forward to you there, Phil. Let's see if I can find it.
Yes, that would. I'd appreciate that. Thanks, thanks, Bill. Yeah, I'm doing a lot of work on chirp at the moment.
You seem to have thought that. I'd remembered you saying something about that.
Yes, going pretty well. There was a couple of things I stumbled across when working on the chirp beacon, which doesn't seem to have been generally realized about how you can improve it, so which makes quite a big difference. So working on that at the moment.
Pinged a link down below. I have no idea how good or bad this product actually is.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Have a look. Thank you. Oh, they're doing spread spectrum chip. That's interesting.
I see you can now get ESP32 boards with Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and LoRa on them.
Both Bluetooth and LoRa. Oh, I haven't seen that. Could you flick a link, please, Bill?
I think Amazon probably encoded my entire lifetime browsing history in that URL somewhere.
Well, that's what you call a link. Okay, so it's ESP32 with a SX1276. Okay, I wasn't aware that they'd built LoRa into the ESP32, but no, it's interesting. Thanks, Bill.
I don't know that they have. I think it looks like it's an add-on, isn't it? Or
yeah, it's a separate chip, an SX1276. Just going to follow that one.
Now, there's actually, if you look at the bottom of that link, there's also some other ones there that don't appear to have. Well, I'm not sure if it had. I guess one of these doesn't have the OLED on it, and but it looks like it's the same. I guess the 1276 is a typical or is a fairly common LoRa chip.
Yeah, it's a Semtech chip, yeah, but quite nice. But not having to breadboard one would be nice. That's good. Thank you, Bill.
One of these days, I'm going to find time to play with this stuff and have fun.
Well, fortunately, I'm working on this stuff during the day job, so it's rather nice having fun at work for a change.
Yeah, I can share that feeling. I'm doing this fun at work. Well, I'm enjoying what I'm doing at work, but it just doesn't happen to be radio. I saw a query at work today for, did anybody have code or applications for a IoT gizmo to monitor refrigerators and report back to the cloud? And I couldn't help but think of your old project.
I'm still using that. The one that you acquired for me sits on. We've got one on the fridge and one on the freezers. And I put the batteries in when we delivered. It must be a couple of years ago, and haven't had to change them. It still works perfectly.
Well, yeah, it's amazing how much they get out of a couple AA cells. That, it's, the 433 stuff seems to be pretty efficient.
Yeah, the one in the freezer, I just used to, you know, just went down to the local shop and bought the first battery I could find. It wasn't, I didn't, you know, choose the one for low temperature, but it just seems to work.
Really? Wow. It, I actually got the, went and ordered the lithium ones, and they've worked just fine.
Oh, excellent.
Well, it haven't gotten quite here. I think I'm going to go, say, 73 and head inside and make something for dinner.
Okay, Bill, nice to chat. Thanks for those links. Very useful as usual, and I'll try and catch up with you during the week if I can. 73.